I'm back with an old friend of mine, Vivian Hayes. Hi, Vivian.
Hi, Dolores.
Okay, so we're talking about CEDAR.
Yep, so CEDAR actually stands for the Convention for the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, which, as you can see, is rather a mouthful.
Yeah.
But what it actually is the UN, the United Nations Bill of Rights for Women, and every country around the world can choose to sign up to this convention to say that they are going to work towards eliminating all forms of discrimination against women. So the countries that sign up then get examined, usually every 4 years, by the committee to see what progress they're making. So our country here, UK, has signed up to CEDAR, the UN Bill of Rights for Women. It's very little known by most women, the general public, but it's quite an important thing because it's got very strong recommendations in it about making changes for women and achieving real equality, not just equality of opportunity, because equality of opportunity might not have a real impact if you say, well, yes, we're quite happy to have as many women working for us as men. They can all apply, but you know, in the end, unless they do something to shift that, you don't see the change. You know, you can't just say you want to change things. You have to do something to make it happen. So this UN Bill of Rights is quite important for women in this country, and our government has signed up to it. And when they go to be examined by the committee, I have to say they do stretch the truth a little bit. So they try to give a good impression, which is not always really what's happening.
What do you mean, like manipulating figures?
Well,
a little
just
bit.
Just presenting it in a way that suits them.
Yeah.
That says, hey, we're doing a good job. So in order to give the committee like another view, if you like, we are producing for this year's examination what we call a shadow report. So our government have sent their report, and my organisation, the Women's Resource Centre, with a whole group of other organisations across the UK, so in partnership with about 42 orgs, are pulling together what we call a shadow report, which says this is what's happening in women's lives on all different issues. So it could be employment, it could be maternity rights, it could be violence against women, health, and we look at specific issues for disabled women or black women, you know, and we get the information, if you like, from the ground. So we work with the organisations that work with those women and find out their research and statistics and present a report to say, well, actually, the government have said they've done X, Y and Z, but what we find is this, and this is happening. And why it's important is because after that examination and the meeting, the committee that is from the UN Bill of Rights for Women will make recommendations to our government, say, well, actually, you need to do better than that. And on the evidence that we've seen from you and the shadow report from the women's NGO sector, we think you need to do X, Y and Z. Now, those recommendations then, women's organisations or even an individual woman who wanted to could use that recommendation to go to the government or her local council or her MP and say, you've signed up to the UN Bill of Rights for Women. You said you want to eliminate all forms of discrimination against women. But the committee found that you actually need to up your game, and they said you've got to do X, Y and Z. So I want to ask you, what are you doing to achieve this? Or say, you need to be doing this, and here's some ways that we can help you to do it. So actually, it's a tool for us working towards improving women's lives in this country to try and hold decision makers to account. And it's in some ways it's a shame that it's so little known about. And also, you know, CEDAR, it's, you know, convention, it's a bit long-winded, but if you talk about the UN Bill of Rights for Women, and there's loads of countries signed up to it, and we know that some other countries have had some really important successes for women in their countries by using the recommendations.
So they will implement them?
Well, they are supposed to. They signed an agreement, they said they care and they want to improve things. And so it's a way of saying to them, hello, you've said this, what are you doing? And the thing that seems to be the case with the government here and probably around the world is that they don't like to be embarrassed on international stages. So if they look that they're doing worse than Rwanda, which they are in terms of female representation in parliament, they get embarrassed and they don't like it. And they, you know, it's like they get shown up basically with their peers. And so it's quite useful to use it in that way. And also if the public become concerned and it becomes high up on the public's agenda, then again they get concerned and worried and think, oh, we'll have to do something about this, because at the end of the day they want people's votes. And I think one thing that, you know, is disappointing really is that, you know what, 100 years ago women fought for women to have votes. And I know a lot of women who don't exercise their right to vote, and I think we feel that we're powerless, but we are not powerless. That's part of our discrimination, to kind of get us into a frame of mind. And it's not just women. Look at all the young people. They've got nothing to look forward to. You know, for me, I see some of them, they look like they've lost hope because they feel they have no power. Actually, we do have power. You can go and see your local councillor. You can go and see your local MP. Imagine if you got, you know, all your friends on your street, all your family, all the mums of the kids at school where your kids go to school, a whole load of you, went down to see your MP or your local councillor in an organised way, knowing what you want to say. Do you not think that would make a difference? Because it would. We need to stop thinking that we have no power, because we do have power. We just need to use it and come together in that use of it.
Thank you very much. Yeah.